You're good?
Yeah. Friday will be a very wet and windy day in Melbourne. A severe weather warning has been issued for damaging winds and the potential for heavy rain, including the Melbourne area. At this stage, it's most likely that we'll see the heaviest falls in the eastern and southern suburbs and the windiest conditions across the north of Melbourne. More broadly, across Victoria, a weather warning extends across central and eastern districts with 6 hourly rainfall totals between 20 and 40 millimetres likely, increasing to 40 to 70 across the northeast. Now, with thunderstorms, we could see significantly higher totals, potentially localised totals in excess of 100 millimetres. We're also expecting damaging winds across this area, with wind gusts of around about 90 kilometres an hour, potentially in excess of 100 kilometres an hour over elevated areas. Now, we have seen very wet conditions over the past week, and the ground and the river catchments are already wet. That means that with this rainfall, we're more likely to see further riverine rises. A flood watch is current across the northeast of the state, extending from the Upper Murray across to the Goulburn. At this stage, we're expecting minor to moderate flooding across these areas to begin on Friday and extending through the weekend. Now, this system is being caused by a deepening trough and approaching low pressure system with a link to more tropical moisture. As we move into Saturday, this system will move towards the east, and with that, we'll start to see a clearing trend. There's still a potential for some heavy falls overnight in the northeast on Saturday, but as we move towards the second half of Saturday and into Sunday, conditions will ease. Behind this, we'll see a ridge of high pressure, and that will bring a return to more stable conditions, as well as cooler weather from Sunday onwards. And I'll now pass over to the SES.
Good morning, my name's David Baker, Deputy Chief Officer for the Victoria State Emergency Service. The next 48 to 72 hours will prove challenging for Victorians as we deal with weather impacts of potential storm and heavy rainfall over the next day or so, and then the potential for riverine flooding in areas of northeast Victoria. Now's the time for Victorians to activate and to be prepared for what we're going to see weather-wise over the next couple of days. A couple of important things. In the first instance, we'll have the potential storms that'll cross wide parts of Victoria. So we ask all Victorians to be on alert, especially those folks within the central metropolitan area and also out into northwest and parts of northeast Victoria, to be prepared for storms over the next couple of days. A few things to do in regards to the winds that we may be confronting in the next couple of days is make sure you do things around the house to secure loose items, make sure they don't become flying objects that can harm people when the winds pick up. Another important thing to remember is we have the potential for flash flooding to occur across wide parts of metropolitan Melbourne and parts of northeast and northwest Victoria. Flash flooding can occur anywhere. We know there are going to be heavy rains. The bomb does a great job in giving us their intelligence as to the rain that's coming, but they can never tell us exactly where that rain's going to fall. So people across Victoria need to be prepared for that. And the simple message is, do not enter flooded waters. Simple as that. Last Friday alone, our rescue crews had to attend to 3 rescues from water where people in vehicles had entered waters. In the last financial year, 175 rescues had to be made by our crews for people that are driven into flooded waters. The message is simple. It takes 15 to float. That's the height of this pen. So if you enter flooded waters, you can easily be carried through and start sinking, and it becomes a very, very life-threatening situation. So just don't enter flooded waters. The other thing I'd say to people too, especially in the northeast of Victoria over the next couple of days, where we may see the potential for the most significant rainfalls, is there could be potential riverine flooding risks in the King and Ovens catchments throughout northeast Victoria. Most people in that part of Victoria are pretty okay with their planning and their requirements during riverine flooding. But if you're new to the area, or you want to just reinforce some of your planning, go on to the Vic SES website. We have 140 local flood guides for at-risk communities across Victoria, and that'll give you some really good guidance to prepare yourself for riverine flooding potential in northeast over the next couple of days. They're our big messages out. Be prepared today. Activate Victoria for the storm weather that's coming through over the next 24 hours. And those in northeast Victoria, be prepared for potential riverine flooding.
Any questions for the Bob or SES at this point?
What should people be doing to prepare for the damaging winds, for example, across Melbourne? We know that there's always a lot of call outs.
Yeah, there's a number of things people can do around their homes. Check your gutters, make sure there's that you reduce the risk of home flooding around your own home. Make sure you tie down loose items. We always get the trampolines that will go for a fly. It sounds funny, but it's not. A trampoline can hit a person, a car, cause significant damage. So all your outdoor furniture, anything that's loose, tie it down now, put it under cover. Make sure it doesn't become a missile during the storms, because that's not the time to be tying things down. Be indoors. That's the best place to be during a storm. If you're driving on our roads, especially in heavy treed areas, just be aware of your circumstances. If it's unsafe, pull over to the side of the road, put your headlights and hazard lights on, and wait for a storm to pass. Yeah, particularly, depending on where the winds change and shift and come around, the soil is pretty moist at the moment. So if we get strong winds, moist soil, and winds coming from particular areas, that can uproot trees. When we're talking a tree of any size, that can create a particular danger for motorists and for people that are outside.
Worst conditions for the Melbourne area are likely to develop in the early hours of tomorrow morning. We're also expecting a secondary burst potentially coming through in the late morning and into the afternoon. But at this stage, it's quite a dynamic situation. So I encourage people to keep an eye on the radar at all times, because these timing windows could change throughout the day.